Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, January 4th. Happy Hump Day! I'm reading from the New International Version. In fact, I've pulled out an old Life Application Study Bible. And in this study Bible, the Psalms each have a theme listed. You'll remember that we're in a section about creation. So we did Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. And then yesterday we read Psalm 19. Well, today we're going to read Psalm 139. And while this might not initially seem like a creation psalm, this psalm reminds us of God's intimate knowledge of us and of the world because He is the Creator. According to the Life Application Study Bible, it says this for the theme: God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. Man, I'm so grateful we have a God like that. God knows us. God is with us, and His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. God's presence with us is what is the defining factor of our faith. We do not believe in a deistic deity, someone who, I think it's called deism, someone who lets the world go, created the world, and then like a watchmaker just lets it go and doesn't intimately interact. But God, on the other hand, intimately speaks to His people, interacts with His people, loves His people, and works miracles in and through His people. And this psalm reminds us of that great truth. Okay, Psalm 139, here we go. For the director of music of David, a psalm. O Lord, You have searched me, and You know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, You know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid Your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from Your spirit? Where can I flee from Your presence? If I go up to the heavens, You are there. If I make my bed in the depths, You are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there Your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to You. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to You. For You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise You because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in Your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are Your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with You. If only You would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, You bloodthirsty men. They speak of You with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse Your name. Do I not hate those who hate You, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against You? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them as my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Today, verse 12 stuck out to me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. This is an encouraging psalm because no matter where you find yourself today, whether you're in the heights of joy or the depths of dark sadness and struggle, God is present with you. We take such great hope in the fact that as believers, we belong to God. I also love the reminders of God's sovereignty here, that we were created in our mother's womb by the Lord, and that all the days ordained for us are written in His book. Finally, I want to point out the turn here in the psalm. David is talking about how precious to him God is and his thoughts and how wonderful they are. And then it's almost like he breaks into just a question of God. God, if you're so good, like, why don't you just slay the wicked? Why don't you, Lord, just get rid of the adversaries who misuse your name? And that is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Why God allows evil in the world? And then he comes back to his senses. He knows that that's something we will just not know the answer to. And in verse 23 and 24, he comes back to what he can worry about, and that is his own heart. And so as we end the podcast today, I want to lead us through verses 23 and 24 as a prayer. Will you pray with me? Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way within us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.